Radio.
Hello, bonjour, hola, namaste.
Welcome to KJC Radio. This is Christine Brills
and Joan Sargent wishing you all a very happy World Radio Day.
You sound very much like a radio. Now we don't listen, do we?
Drastic transformation, isn't it? From the transmission studio to the mobile application that is today?
Well, yes. It has become much more than what Nikola Tesla and Marconi could have imagined.
Very true. From a circuit with a detector for the radio signals to a large wooden rectangular boxes in different shapes and sizes, radio still continues to change.
The jingles and music, wow, it takes us back in time to when people carefully paid attention and twiddled the tuning knobs of their radio to tune in to their favorite broadcast.
The young and the old gathered together in the living room during the evenings to listen to their favorite broadcast shows.
It connects communities virtually, like the virtual platforms today. On that note, dear listeners, we have with us Dr. M.K. Baby, Head Department Management, to share his radio memories.
Dear listeners, I wish you all the greetings of World Radio Day. My memories about radio is highly nostalgic because early morning, I used to wake up listening to the opening music of the radio stations. Even now when I hear the same music, it takes me back to my childhood days. Probably radio was the only medium with which we got some exposure to the outside world. Those days, since we had no tape recorder, no other devices, radio was the only medium with which we could hear and enjoy the latest film songs. When I was doing my degree, now, some of my friends used to bring in small pocket radio, and during the free hours and free time, we used to gather in some remote corners of the campus to listen to the commentary of cricket. Another incident which still lingers in my memory is that I first came to know of the demise of the assassination of Indira Gandhi through radio. I still remember the opening sentence of the news, which went, "Indira Priyadarshini is no more, it is feared." For people like me, the very term radio takes us back to our good old days, highly nostalgic. Once again, I wish you all the greetings of World Radio Day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Isn't radio a novel invention?
Yes, that's right. Talking about history, we can't miss out on the commentaries given for the India-Pakistan War in 1965 by the All India Radio
and the Underground Congress radio station during the Quit India movement
and Akashwani during the Bangladesh Liberation War.
Also, the 7 hours live commentary during the funeral of Mahatma Gandhi.
And the Mavir de Melo Marathon are some of the widely spoken memories of the radio from its glorious past. Listeners, since you know this is a special episode, we have Krishna Prabha Ma'am, Head Department of English, PG, to share her memories of radio.
In the 1960s and 70s, radio was the prime source of information and entertainment until television gained prominence. All of us in those days used to listen to the news both in English and in regional language. I was very fond of listening to English news while growing up and Vivid Bharati for Hindi songs. Most of us never missed the Hindi songs that reached us through Vivid Bharati. Even in the regional language, they were very good artists having mesmerizing voices. Cricket commentaries, election bulletin, Yuvavani, and soundtrack of movies are a few other programs anyone would love to cherish. I was very small when Jawaharlal Nehru died in 1964, but I still remember the background score from All India Radio at the time when the nation was in a mode of bereavement, having lost its first Prime Minister. All India Radio used to broadcast a variety of programs, and I have only very good memories of my radio days.
Thank you, ma'am. Above all, isn't it amazing that radio triggers our imagination to visualize the audios we hear?
True. It didn't stop, but still continues to captivate people as it always did.
When we turn back, radio has truly made a beautiful history for today's generation.
Stay tuned, Jayantians, for the next episode of World Radio Day.
This is Joan Sharjan
and Christine Brills signing off for now. Goodbye.